Hello. Hello. This is Madge. I am fat. I am driving home in a traffic. A lot of traffic. I have eaten too much today. Started off with a smoothie, a cup of coffee at home. I came to work and I had, what did I eat? Oh, let me fart. It was barely audible. That sucks ass. Literally, not really. Howard Stern interviewed Lena Dunham on Monday. And I wanted to ask her, why do you pollute the universe with your use of the word literally for everything? Wasn't it Lena Dunham that started the literally epidemic of the world? I think so. Oh, but she's so great because she's naked and fat. Oh, Lena Dunham, you're so great because you're naked and fat. Yay, you, naked and fat. Such an accomplishment. It's so hard to be naked and fat. I'm naked and fat half the day. Whatever. Oh, what else? Naked and fat, ugly, lesbian. Oh, I ate too much. So what did I eat? Why am I full all day? Oh, so I ate and I ate. I think I had I had a soda, one of those bottled healthy sodas. It was like ginger and pomegranate in the soda. Bullshit. For like $2.50. And then I had my lunch early at like 10 because I was so fucking hungry. And the lunch was good. It's like this feta cheese with a yellow pepper from Peru sauce. Ají amarillo is the name of the pepper. And you put it with feta and blend it. And then it's like a sauce with chorkin and a saffron rice. So good. But then I was like, to tell you the truth, I didn't eat all the rice, but I ate all the chorkin. And it was good. So I went to Boston Market for real lunch. And I had this disgusting sandwich, which was a sandwich that had wax paper. Not wax paper, but, you know, sandwich paper on the outside. And it was like a barbecued pulled chorkin. But it was like, there was sauce everywhere. Like, everywhere was a sauce. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of times when the blacks make sandwiches, they put too much sauce, too much sugar, too much creamer if it's coffee. Always a lot of condiments, a lot of that. I don't know why, but that's true. Now, I'm an obese lesbian. But, oh, and they gave me a fountain drink. I didn't order a fountain drink. So I got it. I was too much of a pussy to say, I didn't order that fountain drink. So I was like, after listening to Howard Stern, yes, I was inspired by Wendy the Retarded to get a sweet tea, so I got a sweet tea. And that was disgusting. So, oh, and I got a side of sweet potatoes with my grinder sandwich, whatever, not a grinder, whatever the fuck it was, my pulled pork chalk and charkin. And I was wearing headphones, and the lesbian didn't hear me when I ordered. I was embarrassed because that's horrible. And what else? So I ate all that. I ate the compote. And then I drank my sweet tea. Not all in that order. I rotated. And then I went back to the orifice. And I had a bag of these expensive pretzels from our Nouveau Honor System vending machine called Fitway, which is crap. It's like an iPad that never works and a bunch of stuff that's overpriced and a fridge. So you have to be your own cashier, and it never fucking works. But I'm only going to be at that place like another week. I found out my tenant was approved. And I'm obese. So, yeah. You make my mouthpiece obese like Delores. Yeah. You make my mouthpiece obese like Delores. Chicken, knuckle. What else? So I worked, it sucked, I had one of those days where I just couldn't fucking figure out what the fuck. Yeah, I'm farting. Skirt girdle. What else? My obesity hurts. My obesity smells. And also, I'm ugly and fat. Am I recording? It's about 4:30. I left early so I can go to yoga. Mother wanted me to come out in kimono. We had quite a fight. What else? Oh, yeah. So I'm going to tell you, this is an old story, but I didn't tell you about two things. The meatballs and the roll of fat. So first of all, my uncle was in town, and my mother wanted me to come over for dinner, so I did. And the meatball had a giant hair in it. My mother made spaghetti meatballs. There was a giant hair in it. Huge hair. I just pulled it out and pulled it. It was like one of those magic tricks where they pull a multicolored scarf that's just endless out of your pocket. Endless. It was disgusting. So I didn't eat it. I mean, I think I tried it, or I might have mushed it and hit it at bottom of the salad, not a top or bottom. And scrotum. What else? Girdle goo. My vagina. Too sleepy. What else? My vagina, my popsicle. Scrotum, pussy lips. Where was I? Where was my stream of consciousness? Pussy lips, itchy asshole, rectum. Oh, I hate moving. It's the fucking worst. Yeah. So I have nothing to say, so why should I talk? Hello, testing. I was just listening to the CNN.
Why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow.
Two main reasons. One, the fall in the value of the pound. The other, the payout of a huge amount.
You know, I was listening to the audio recording of Bill Maher this morning from Friday, and they had Piers Morgan on. And you know, I had only seen clips of Piers Morgan, Guten Morgen on the internet. You know, and I was just like, watch so and so, some Australian comedian. Yay, he rips into Piers Morgan and calls him an idiot for saying something that liberals don't like. Which, keep in mind, not only a liberal, I'm a socialist, so. But I'm also in favor of thinking we're for oneself and trying to avoid tribal mentalities as much as possible when it comes to politics. I think tribal mentality is fine for your tribe. You know, when you're like, hiya, girdle. Anyway, I'm in the process of moving, and it's horrible. There's really few things worse than moving, aside from cancer and then the death. I hate it so much. I'm trying to pack, but it's horrible, and I'm not packed, and everything seems like it's going to be a disaster. You know, I've got a truck reserved. I got to drive up. The best part of the whole move is that I'm leaving my car at my parents' house forever here in Florida. I fucking hate having a car. It is the worst. I don't like cars, and I don't like car people. They're stupid. Here, like somebody was telling me, like, if you go on a date with somebody here, like, they'll be like, oh, I just got back from the car wash. And apparently that's supposed to be impressive because it makes you want to tell, you're supposed to say, oh, what kind of car do you have? Because that's the thing here in Florida, like, people have cars and that's like a big deal. Like, here's how I throw my goddamn money away on a goddamn car. Who cares? I'm so happy. Oh, fuck. Like, for me, that's like, oh, okay, so I'm a slave for a certain number of hours a week so that I can drive this fucking piece of crap. I'm much more interested in reducing my expenses so I don't have to earn more money, which is too hard. So right now I'm on the Ronald Reagan cunt bag senility turned pike. Driving home, I've got another like half hour, 45 minutes to go. It's horrible. It took me about a half hour just to get onto the oh my god, closer to an hour? 5:43? Oh my god. It took me about 45 minutes to get to the highway. Jesus, fuck me. Maybe more. This is insane. I'm so glad. I guess I should be glad and hashtag blessed that soon this will be over, this driving. And a lady I work with, her name is Tereta. She's Cuban. She was a refugee, but she's a huge Trump fan, even though she's a refugee from Cuba. But she has bright orange hair, or bright blonde hair. I said, oh, you have the same hair as Donald Trump. Hooray for you. She said, oh, nobody respect him. I said, respect is earned, honey. Respect is earned. And then somebody else from my department, I live in Cuba, a sea of cubicles, and there's already like two idiots that have those fucking standing desks. Those goddamn, I mean, they're dumb already, the standing desks. But to have like the amount of cubicle when everybody else is sitting, it's just like you have a Mr. Hart complex, and that's not Hart, the HIV medication combination, but rather Mr. Hart from 9 to 5, Daphne Coleman, when he was ruling over Jane Fonda, and Dolly Parton, and Lily Tomlin. My God, I can't believe they're all still alive. I think Daphne Coleman's still alive. I know the gals is still alive. Anyway, I've got a vagina. What else? Oh, so, yeah, so there's this one guy in the office. He's just gross. He's like a geek, so it's fine. He looks horrible. He's ugly and fat. But he has a standing desk because it's supposed to be healthy. And so this lady, the colleague of mine, comes up to me. She said, Madge, because that's my name, Madge, what do you think of these standing desks? I said, I think it's better. If you want to be healthy, you should just lose the weight first. Then worry about your standing. I think the fat hurt me, and I felt embarrassed. And then I thought, fuck it, I'm leaving in 2 days. I've got 2 days more in the orifice here. And then that's it. And then I'll be in Chicago working downtown in the Hloop. I'm sorry I wasn't there today when all these people mooned the Trump tour. And it's nice that the president is doing all kinds of raids. We gotta, well, let's just say it has come to my attention that Trump is going to hire 20,000 additional ICE agents, and they're going to go around and to different places and arrest foreigners. I don't even know if you're supposed to call them foreigners or what. I don't fucking know whether they're illegal or legal, but it's disgusting. You know, this is supposed to be, he's supposed to be, I'm tired of winning. You know what I mean? I'm tired of winning, just like what he said. If this is winning, I'm sick of it. Winning means kicking people out of the country who have families. That's winning, apparently. And how is that going to improve the economy? Just emptying factories of workers? You know, and I thought he's deregulating, but, you know, but this means people are going to have to be much more regulated when it comes to how their hiring practices, because ICE can come in any minute and they have to, basically what they do is they come to the office and the company has 3 days to respond to an ICE request, and they basically come in and audit the shit out of you and deport anyone they fucking feel like. It's pretty awful. So that's fun. And I know your little cunts are going to be like, but Madge, you said if you get health care, you don't give a fuck. Well, we don't fucking have health care. What I said is that if Trump gives me health care, I could give a fuck. But I mean real health care, universal health care, 100% coverage of the country with good health care that actually is comprehensive and not nickel and dime. Yeah, if he did that, I'd be like, yeah, get out. I don't care. Get the fuck out. Whatever you are. Just leave me. Just leave me. Anyway, that's stupid, I know. I'm not incapable of stupidity, though. What else? Oh, so the Beyoncé. Okay, the Grammys are stupid. Adele is very boring. She looks like a lamp with that green dress. She looked like one of those old lady lamps, like lampshades. Just horrible. And so she's so girdled. She's all girdled up and horrible looking. Adele. And then she's like, oh, Beyoncé, oh, this should have gone to you. I can't possibly accept. Wait a second. You can't accept it, then give it to Beyoncé. Go downstairs and give Beyoncé the goddamn award if you can't accept it. No, she said, I can't possibly accept it, but then she did. So that's stupid. I don't care if you're British. You can still be an idiot if you're British. I mean, everybody knows British people are smarter than Americans, but you can still be an idiot and be British and still be smarter than all of us. But Baywatch. So I was curious about this lemonade, but here's the thing. You know, like, a lot of people talk about she got chef. I don't know anything about the lemonade until the Grammys. So, yeah, I went out to try and listen to it, and then I found out, well, it's you can listen to it, but then it's also a video or a movie on HBO, and so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck. So what I found is that the problem, I'm thinking maybe the reason Beyoncé didn't win anything is because the recording, the artwork, whatever you call it, because I don't know if it's a record or a movie or both or whatever, it's literally inaccessible. I'm not talking about artistically inaccessible, but it's literally inaccessible because I don't know what you have to subscribe to Tidal for $10 a month. Who the fuck has that? This bitch has a fucking penthouse on Park Avenue with seven city blocks or some shit with Jay-Z with his lips. You know, and like, so anyway, so I go to my Apple Music, try to stream it. No, there's like one song maybe. You can't stream the album on iTunes. I look at Spotify because I'm on a trial with that, even though I'll probably get rid of it because I like Apple Music more because it's more album oriented and I'm old. I go with an album. Nope. No, I couldn't stream it on Spotify either, and I'm not going to fucking buy Tidal, whatever, you know, where it's got like $20 a month to get album quality. What the fuck is that shit? So I go to the Pirate Bay to download it because I want to hear the fucking shit. You know, they seem to have enough money. I don't see them having to, you know, I can't even afford a U-Haul. I have to get a Penske truck. Yeah, I don't feel bad stealing from Beyoncé. I'm sorry, but I don't. Anyway, I'm stealing from Beyoncé. And then I go and I put it on my iTunes and my computer. And then I upload it. I do this, like, put it on the cloud. And then I go to play it on Sonos and it says, I'm sorry, this MP3 hasn't been encoded properly. So I download it from another torrent. And that same fucking thing. I can play it on the phone and what a fucking man. So then I go and I look like, okay, it says, here's the Lemonade video torrent. So I download that. I watched it at work today. Now, that was fantastic, I must say. That was I liked it. You know, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to give it a review. I'm not smart enough. But I liked it. It was very good. I liked it. That's all I can say. You know, and I've heard people say, like, on my Facebook, you're like, oh, you know, it's not accessible to white people, so if you don't get it, don't be offended. Well, I don't believe, you know, I think that's silly because, like, I may not be able to relate to it or whatever. I don't buy it. I mean, it can be directed at the white, black woman's struggle, but that doesn't mean it's something I can't access as a viewer, so I don't quite get that. I felt it was accessible to me. I am a lesbian, but though I am not black, but I thought it was a wonderful piece of work there. Very good. But it was so inaccessible. Like, she wants to be an artist, okay, so she's inaccessible, but then you're not going to win the fucking Grammys when it takes like 6 hours to fucking figure out how the shit works. And then you have to steal the goddamn thing if you want to listen to it or watch it. Oh, and by the way, I didn't tell you about the step where I tried to watch it, find it on HBO, because somebody said it's on HBO. And I searched for Lemonade on HBO on demand. I couldn't fucking find it. And why call it Lemonade? There's fucking 8 million albums by 8 million different artists called Lemonade. And then there's videos called Everything's fucking Lemonade. Yeah. It's thing of a better title. Sorry, I know it's for your grandmother. Yeah, we get it. And that was kind of trite for title. Yeah, you turned lemons into lemonade. That's really, original. Obviously, she's never been to an AA meeting where they say that every five fucking seconds. But it was good. It's just that, you know, don't expect to win the Grammys if you, when you gotta fucking do a Rubik's Cube to fucking figure out how to listen and watch the shit. You know? Just don't. Beyonce. See, this is what's happened to me. Trump presidency, I'm talking about Beyonce. And then all these people are talking about this fucking handshake. You know, the way Trump shakes hands is fucked up. And that's what everybody's talking about on fucking Facebook and shit. His handshake. I have news for you. That doesn't fucking mean anything. It doesn't fucking matter, his handshake. You know, it's just... Anyway, I liked what Piers Morgan said, because he was kind of like saying, yeah, the liberal hysteria is kind of predictable, and, you know, quit freaking the fuck out. I can't say it, because all you little Hillary cunts, you're Hillary's clit suckers. I know who you are. You're very predictable. As soon as you hear me, as soon as you hear somebody not toe the predictable Democrat line, you freak out and you get all Hillary in your fucking teeth like dental floss. I can't deal with it. I can't deal with it. You know, because then part of your brain shuts down. You're not even fucking listening to me, and that makes me not want to fucking talk. You know, I don't know, but I thought Piers Morgan expressed the issue very well. And, you know, and all these fucking cars, go, just get just fucking do it already. I'm on the fucking podcast holder. Anyway, I don't want to talk about Piers Morgan because I'll say it wrong and all you cunts will be like, all you Hillary clit smokers will be like, meh. And yes, I voted for fucking Hillary. I shouldn't even have to fucking say that. But it's just, I don't like Hillary clit smokers, that's all. Like, yeah. And if you want to know, like, how do I do the demographics for that, it's basically 99% of any gay over 40 is a Hillary clit sucker. That's what I'm talking about. As if you're the ones having abortions. You know, it's like President Trump, well, that sounds awful, personally grabbed a fetus out of your asshole after you got barebacked. Like, you're just like fucking, you don't have one. You don't have one. You don't have a cunt. You may like your asshole. You may distend it. But it is not a cunt. I would like to talk about bitchy gay guys, although I'm not saying I'm one, but if I wasn't a lesbian, I probably would be. Is that a car there? I hate fucking driving. I'm so glad this is almost over. Bitchy gay guys are interesting. I think what happens is this. Gay guys get bitchy if they don't get fucked or fuck. It doesn't matter which way. I don't know. Whatever your persuasion is, your position. Bitchy gay guys get fucked or fucked. Fuck. And then, like, let's say I'm a bitchy gay guy and I'm a top and I blow my load into a not bitchy gay guy. Then the top, I become not bitchy and the gay bottom, in this case, becomes bitchy. So the sperm carries, aside from the HIV, carries bitch virus. I think there's a bitchy virus in cum. I think there's bitch cum. Right. So there's that. Bitchy gay guys. There are a lot of us, damn. Bitchy gay guys. Take two. I'll take bitchy gay guys for 1,000. What else? Oh, my well is drying up. Valentine's Day. I don't know when I'm posting this, but, you know, Valentine's Day. Yay, Valentine's. Time to buy more shit. Don't you know it? Don't you know it? I guess I should go. It's almost 6 o'clock. This is fucking ridiculous. I left over an hour ago, and I don't think I'm even fucking halfway there. Where the fuck hell am I? Am I even in Broward County yet? I will miss the weather. The weather here is absolutely lovely. But not in the summer. In the summer, it's a shithole. But we've been going to the beach a lot. It's just lovely. And I like Fort Lauderdale because everybody's fat and old. Like, I swear I wasn't the fattest person on the beach this weekend. I think it was like a bear weekend. And there's so many lesbians at the beach, too. And gays, man. and you get to eat because there's a CVS right across from the gay beach. You get your Cheetos, you get your... The problem is I keep making the mistake of purchasing chocolate snacks. And then on the beach, the chocolate snack becomes caca. What else? I'm obese. You make my mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. What else? Whose vagina smells? Mine. I can't believe I'm moving back to Chicago. I'm moving back for a relationship, I will tell you. Not because of the weather. Though, there's a lot of things I'm happy about being back in Chicago for. Getting rid of the car. It's very unhealthy for me to live here. And that may seem strange because the weather's so nice, but I don't like living out of a car. It's awful to have to go everywhere in a car. And unless you live in a really cool place like Miami Beach, which I can't afford. Well, I guess I could if I really put my mind to it, but I'm an idiot. So I live in this fucking old person, you know, Lake Emerald. And there's been all these cars stolen lately. And I'm like, why don't you steal my car? This would be the perfect time for my car to get stolen. And then I could just pay it off. I don't have to worry about it. Don't have to leave it in my parents' house. I have a piece of shit. I have a Hyundai. Camoondai. So I'm just going to leave it to my parents. I told them I'll keep paying for the car. Just fucking pay the insurance and get it out of my fucking face. And what else? Deborah of Church of Deborah sounds to be slipping out of reality. She's going to a manic episode like the old days. It seems like she needs our Yeast Radio podcast, live podcast program in order to stay out of a manic mental state. So, I don't know. We'll have to do something about that. I know I got gay bitchy about it, but I still want to do the shows with those girls. It's the calls. I like talking. I don't like the calls. I mean, maybe once in a while, but not these rant. It has to be better. I can't just sit there and call people and 90% of the time nobody even fucking answers. And I don't like harassing people that don't deserve it, so, fuck it. I mean, I kind of do, but it doesn't matter. The point is it's run its course. But if we could do grums and just talk, sure, I'd fall for that. I don't care if we talk about mowing the goddamn lawn. That's what I like. I like talking. I don't like... farted. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to miss my bidet. My bidet. I have a bidet in the toilet. I guess I'll leave it for the tenants. Oh, isn't that a pain in the ass? I got fucking tenants. Jesus Christ. Can you believe that shit? Well, if it doesn't work out, I'll just get a property manager, but then that costs a lot of money, so whatever. I can find a property manager named Leslie, that'll be okay, because I like the way the S in Leslie sounds. Leslie. It should be Leslie. I think on the East Coast it's Leslie, isn't it? And here it's Leslie. Leslie, like lesbian. Or Illinois Wesley or Wellesley. Leslie. More or less, Leslie. Jesus, it takes fucking forever to get out of here. You know, I have the capacity to work from home, but I'm not supposed to work from home except as a one-off. But it's so stupid, but I'm driving 2 hours? Plus? Actually, it's more than 2 hours, like 2.5 hours sometimes. Today it'll be 2.5. Anyway, I'm obese. What else? I've been flossing lately more. That's fun. I need to find a dentist in Chicago again. I like my old dentist, my lesbian. Maybe I'll go back to her. But it's like, do you ever feel embarrassed, like when you stop seeing a doctor or a dentist for a while and you're like, feel embarrassed to go back to them, even though that's stupid because they don't give a fuck. Right? Oh, look, there's a billboard for Ted Koppel. Who knew he was still alive? Wednesday, February 22nd. Oh, I think I'll just stay here an extra week so that I can see Ted Koppel. I want to see Norma, Bellini's Norma at the Lyric. If anybody can get me tickets, please, I need 2, and you're not going with me. But I'd like 2 tickets to Bellini's Norma. What else? I'm obese. Oh, so if anybody saw Stranger Things, which is everybody, because everybody has to watch the same thing, the little boy that I think his name is Troy, actually, who pisses himself, the bully. He looks like Griselda. I wanted to point that out. Griselda of East Radio, Crystal Turd, Shisheldon, as my parents call her. How's Griselda? Shisheldon. Fat. She's huge. She makes her mouthpiece a beast like Delores. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Bye. Suck it hard. Suck it hard. Let's go out with some CNN.
This president facilitated huge shipments of narcotics from Venezuela.
Did interview Michael Flynn, the National Security Advisor, when he was still at his post.
Sounds like Tom Brokaw.
Administration not clear yet what the FBI did with that investigation or with that information that they drew out of that.
That
the White House laid out its version of events today, Wolf, surrounding the.
Oh, this is not mistreated.
Any germ was a demon. So if you got a stomach ache, then you got invaded by a stomach demon. Now, if you've ever had a stomach problem, you think that that's true.